I'm not going to die for the FCC. The Jim Carroll Band and Barricades at KSFX.
She was summa cum laude. It was time to graduate. They handed her the sheepskin. She said, this has got to wait. Because right now, I've got to have a 100,000. Sometimes it doesn't matter where you are. You've got to have a Nestle $100,000 bar. Sometimes your mouth has got to have the crispy, crunchy chocolate, the luscious caramel of a Nestle $100,000 bar now. Hey, right now. Oh, please, Mr. Nestle. I've got to have a 100,000.
Big news from
Bubblicious!
Now bigger chunks, bigger flavors, same price.
That is news!
Bubblicious, pass it on.
Hey, Sally, care about
bigger chunks, bigger flavors, same price? Wow!
Pass it on.
The ultimate bubble has bigger flavors.
Taste bigger banana, bigger orange, bigger strawberry, and watermelon.
Taste so unreal, they'll blow you away.
Now bigger chunks, bigger flavors, same price. Pass it on.
Bubblicious!
High Street Studio.
Hiya, kids. Over 2,000 sessions in the last 2 years have made High Street Studios the favorite studio for Bay Area musicians. Master or demo. Mono to 24 tracks. We've got the equipment and the personnel. Professional, enjoyable recording at unbelievably low price.
Miller.
The High Street Studios in San Francisco.
Bye, kids.
This is Bugs Bunny. I've been a pop star all my life, like, man, I've seen it all. Along the way, I've heard of some folks getting mixed up with hard drugs, like a smack and downers. Now let me tell you, there's nothing wrong with sharing a good, healthy carrot with some pals before a show. But stay away from those bad, hard drugs, unless you want to wind up asking me, what's up, Doc?
I never would have made it through the last 11 years without the help of Sweet Jane. I mean, my God. There's some great versions besides this original Lou Reed version. This isn't the original. This is the live one from the Rock and Roll Animal LP. But Ian Hunter does a great one. Let's see, there's a couple other ones, too. But this is my favorite, actually, with Mr. Hunter and Mr. Wagner on guitar.
Thank you.
SFX San Francisco, the Bay Area's best. Hey, we're still the best. The Humans, I Live in the City. Another local group that I want to make good.
Modern life gets intense. It's just like rock and roll. It's now the best. She's looking for the last thing left. If you're gonna act like that, you better get on the stage. You're looking for something. Try this. I'll live in the city. I'll live in the city. She wears silk and black plastic. She got two sparks out of spikes. She used to live down in San Diego, but then she heard something on the radio and she moved up to Hollywood.
news today.
To make the most of it before it's gone.
the Plimsolls. Play music all the way from 1982 all the way back to, well, I don't know when. As far as I can remember, I guess. This is Richard at KSFX. We're continuing with rock and roll and with KSFX till 5 o'clock in the morning. And my God, we don't know what's going to happen then, but I'm sure somebody does. And we'll let you know as, well, I don't know what's going to happen as we continue. I think some people are going to show up here, some musicians that are in town, hopefully, John Hyatt. And I mean, I probably shouldn't even mention them because if you do, they won't come. But whatever, it's going to be a little bit strange. And if you have any inclination at all, please stay up and listen to the radio. It's the last time you're going to hear this station. We'll be right back. fill tubes and No Way Out. Sometimes I think, I can't say Fee is Mr. Bay Area music, but the Tubes definitely had a different approach to the music scene and were so theatrical in the beginning, and sometimes I still go back to that. It was just a show that was more than going to see a rock and roll band. You saw theater and funny theater, satire, everything. A great kind of show. There was a long, I forget how many days they did, but they played the Boarding House, two shows a night, for something like 2 or 3 weeks. Sold out every night, and any time a band has enough stamina to do that and still seem fresh and alive, it's just fantastic. And that's one thing about the good old Bay Area music scene. It's always had a lot of clubs and a lot of places, all the way from Cotati down to Monterey. Lots of little clubs here and there, and bands will go out there and play, and it's a great opportunity for everybody to get out and see lots of great music. So if you're not taking advantage of it, you're really missing one of the finest things available here in this area. You can move to Los Angeles, there's not as many clubs, and as a result of that, a lot of bands will stay in the Bay Area until they can go out on tour and do big concerts, because they can work here constantly and hone those tunes in front of live audiences. So we're really fortunate, and I hope you all appreciate it. Boy, I'm going to start getting nostalgic. I better play some more music. This is Richard at KSFX in our last 4 hours and 32 minutes.
This is called Everybody, Everybody, Everybody Else.
This is Greg Kinban, live from Ballancourt Plaza, from the Bay Area Music Archives, right here at KSFX.
Everybody.
SFX in San Francisco. It's Eddie Grant. Front line. Mm-hmm. That's Eddie Grant. And this is Richard at KSFX. Sheila Renee is here tonight. Sheila, I don't know how many shows you did. I got to do 26 shows here on the station, Saturday night shows.
Half as many, 13.
You did 13. Just like contracts, huh?
Magic 13. Week, yeah.
I had two 13-week contracts. And the listeners that maybe aren't aware of this, and I don't know how you couldn't be aware of this, but this is the last 4.5 hours of the station. We're changing to KGO-FM come 5 o'clock in the morning. And they'll be doing high-fidelity talk radio, which is a whole new concept. That's like to me, that's like taking a color television station and just broadcasting black and white movies. Anyway, Sheila's been doing some backstage shows here at KSFX, interviews, and we have Mr. Slugline here tonight. John Hyatt stopped by, and John's been playing at the Old Waldorf just for one show.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we just came from there, and it was a very good show, and I think we've got something from the new album queued up later here, but John's going to be back. We decided the correct date is May 25 to play with Graham Parker at the Warfield.
Another one of my favorite artists. Oh. John Hyatt's an artist, and when I was working at KSAN before I came over here, one of those artists that, and there's so many of these artists, they just...
Richard, I'm no artist.
Well, hang on, but I mean, they're artists that have great songs that just... I don't know what it takes to get on formatted radio. Sometimes it takes more than any of us can imagine.
It takes a format.
But there's all these artists that are bubbling under. I mean, people go see them, they read about them, they know they're there, but major radio doesn't recognize them for a long time sometimes. And it's such a shame, but that's the way it goes. But anyway, John Hyatt's one of those artists, and he had a song out years ago. He's not like a new artist that's just popped on the scene.
The
man's been around.
Give me 79.
This is 82. Are you kidding? These days, any artist to get played before 1980, you're an oldie. they never go back and play any Roy Orbison or any Buddy Holly or any of the classic rock and roll artists you just don't hear on the radio. And the young kids.
We're going to hear some of those tonight, though, aren't we?
I hope so. Why don't you talk to John for a little bit? We have his new album, and he's also picked a couple of great old records. I've got some old Eddie Cochran and stuff here.
We have a brand new Geffen release from John Hyatt.
Here, have some headphones.
I have some headphones.
This is my new designer model that the ABC was so kind to purchase.
Now, you know, Richard, I'm not used to all this, being on the air live.
I'm going to sit here with you for a few minutes.
John, come up with me. John has a new album on Geffen Records, All of a Sudden, and John, we know nothing is all of a sudden, is it? Can you get to the microphone?
Here? I don't.
Here, John, sit in this chair.
You want me to sit here, Richard?
Sit in this designer.
All right, I'm taking over this show. Richard, beat it.
No, I'm staying right here.
John's taking over. But anyway, you're going to do about a four-week tour now.
Yeah, we just started tonight. This is our first night.
Yeah.
And boy, it was real nice. People here that came to see us were real enthusiastic. And believe me, we needed it in light of all the equipment breakdowns and stuff.
Well, it's rock and roll. You know, you have to live with that.
I suppose.
But you're looking forward to coming back and playing with Graham Parker.
Yeah, 25th of May.
Yeah.
Should be really great. We're going to play some Graham Parker, right, Richard?
I hope so.
But I think we're going to start out, are we not, off the new album?
Marianne.
Right. Okay.
This is produced by Tony Visconti.
Mr. Visconti, expatriate. Brooklynite.
Great guy to have on your side, right?
Yeah. Nice fellow, yeah.
Super producer.
Have you got Marianne queued up? Let's hear some John Hyatt on his new album.
Point at him, Sheila.
Hey!
Oh, Marianne. We don't marry that insurance man. When I just saw your picture in the paper, surrounded by extensive wedding plans. Tell me this is just one of your capers. Say you haven't met me.
Boys and girls, that was a cutoff of All of a Sudden called Marianne.
We have
John Hyatt right here in the studio.
You know what that song's about, Sheila?
Tell me.
It's sort of about when you go home. I don't know, people that don't live here in California, I mean that aren't from here, like myself, I'm from the Midwest. You go home and you run into that old, you know, that girl that you used to know that you had the highest of expectations for, and you find she's married some just idiot, right? It just kind of breaks your heart, you know.
How could that happen to me?
I know, right? Yeah. How could it happen to her?
We have Daryl Verduzco. Did I say that right?
That's right.
The drummer in the John Hyatt Band.
The mighty Daryl Verduzco.
The mighty Daryl. And Daryl, you're from Oakland.
That's right. Born and raised.
Born and raised. Mm-hmm. How'd you get involved with John? How did that ever happen to you?
Well,
it was a cold, dark night.
A road manager that was working with John at the time had been working with me and suggested that John listen to me when he was cutting 2-Bit Monsters.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that record?
Yeah, the one that flamed out.
Me and Daryl made a lot of money off that record.
And I played with John and mutual, you know, we dug each other and played and... Then he called me up on the road and said, you know, you're with the wrong guy. I was on the road with somebody else at the time and said, you should play with me. You're with the wrong band. So I came back to California and the rest is history.
The rest is history. Do you have a lot in common about oldies that you like?
Oh, yeah. Daryl and I probably share more of that than even some of the other guys.
Yeah. Well, you know, the only thing I think I told you before we came over here tonight that I missed was when you were with Ry Cooter.
Uh-huh.
You played so much more guitar, and I just loved it.
Daryl was with Ry, too. My whole band was with Cooter.
Oh, I remember that backup. But you specifically played a lot more guitar with Ry.
Well, it was the first chance I had to do so.
It was so great.
I always have to sing all those damn songs, you know, and I can't get to play.
Yeah, well,
it was all on Cooter, that trip.
Well, now that you've got Jack Sherman, you can just lean back and sing.
Jumpin' Jack Sherman, whose middle name is Morris. Isn't that perfect?
Jack no Morris.
One's Morris.
Listen,
or Maury.
Why don't you set up the song we've got on the turntable that we all want to hear right now?
Well, we have a pretty bad gentleman on coming up next. I believe it's Eddie Cochran. And, you know, this is one of the kings of just... Oh, boy.
So many
20 guys. Flight rock. I'm talking about climbing some steps.
All right, let's do it.
Get over the record machine when it comes to rockin', she's a queen. We're up to dance on a Saturday night, all alone where I can hold her tight. But she lives on the 20th floor of town. The elevator's broken down, so I walk one flight, two flight, four, five, six, seven flight, eight flight more. Up on the 12th, I'm starting to drag. 15th to 4, I'm already to sag. Get to the top, I'm too tired to rock. Well, she called me up on the telephone. She said, come on over, honey, I'm all alone. I said, baby, you're mighty sweet, but I'm in bed with the aching feet. This went on for a couple of days, but I couldn't stay away. So I walked one, two, fly, three, fly, four, five, six, seven, fly, eight, fly more. Up on the 12th, I'm ready to drag. A 15th, the 4th, I'm starting to sag. Get to the top, I'm too tired to rock. Well, I sent to Chicago for repairs. Till it's fixed, I'm using the stairs. Up to her head before it's too late. I'm a baby too much to wait. All this climbing is getting me down. To find my corpse draped over a rail. But I climb one, two, flight, three, flight, four, five, six, seven, flight, eight, flight, more. Up on the 12th, I'm ready to drag. Well, the 15th floor, I'm starting to sag. Get to the top, I'm too tired to rock.
Cochran.
Yes.
Climbing those stairs.
He must be tired by now. We're in the studio at KSFX.
It's the last night for KSFX. It's sad. It's sad. Isn't that sad?
It's very sad to lose.
They're going to be taken over by a talk news show.
Well, you know.
If we need another one.
Well, I don't know what we need. All we know is what's really going to happen, and I think what we have to do is save our pennies and buy our own station, and then we can do what we want to do.
Okay.
Yeah? Yeah?
Sure. It's fine with me.
Well, this new record that you made all of a sudden, did you make it all of a sudden? Or how long did you stay in New York? I thought it was interesting that you went to New York.
We maybe better get out of Los Angeles. It gets kind of, you know, a little too copacetic down there for my taste. So we figured if we were nervous, it might help.
Yeah.
You know, it's too nice down there for me, really.
Yeah, well, New York's a real wild town. You get a lot of energy when you go there.
Yeah, it's dirty and death-defying, and you're lucky if you stay alive for 2 days there. So we thought maybe some of that would get on the record, you know.
Yeah.
So we picked a particularly terrible neighborhood to record in. We had to really guard your life when you went there. And I think it worked out pretty good. We did the tracks in New York, and then we finished it up in London, which is kind of even more depressing in a way.
Did Tony suggest that you go back to London?
Yeah, he has a little studio there in Soho, which is kind of like the Times Square of London, insofar as, you know, there's a lot of sex shops and stuff. It's very tame in comparison, because the English are just more tame in comparison.
Yeah.
It's like proper smut, as opposed to, you know what I mean?
It's like, proper smut.
It's smut, but there's, I don't know, still something kind of clean about it.
Yeah, I do understand that. Let's talk a little bit about Some Fun Now, which is a particular favorite of mine. Do you have a way to set this up for us, how you wrote it? What?
Well, I think it's just a continuation of the song Slugline, I think, sort of. It's sort of still talking about, you know, the pitfalls of success or failure, whichever comes first or last. I mean, I'm not sure, you know, I haven't accepted defeat, but...
Never.
I'm still courting success, and it's kind of an interesting subject to me, you know.
It's interesting for a lot of people. Let's listen and have some fun now.
Looking to get that band of yours into the big time? Let me give you a hand. Hi, Don Weir here from Don Weir's Music City. As all the best bands can tell you, we've been helping them sound great with our top equipment and service for years. But no matter how good you sound, you need exposure, and Music City helps you there, too. We're presenting the Battle of the Bands at the 12th Annual North Beach Photographic Art Fair. Music City is putting up a grand in equipment for first prize, plus 9 more prizes for first place, including a videotaping of your band, a photo session, studio time, gigs at all the Keystones, and a boarding house. Second prize is 500 Music City equipment, plus other goodies, and 250 in equipment plus goodies for third prize. To enter, all you gotta do is drop off your cassette at Don Weir's Music City. Winners to be judged on originality and musical ability. Entry deadline, May 15th at 6 p.m. 3 finalists will perform for 20,000 people at the North Beach Art Fair. Don't miss your chance. Get your demo cassette down to Don Weary's Music City now. 817 Columbus Avenue in San Francisco, when you're ready.
How long have you been smoking?
Since I was about 18.
Mr. John Gatto, Bethpage, New York.
It changes the color of the teeth.
He used Topol Smoker's Tooth Polish.
I saw a really big difference.
Topol Tooth Polish, with 3 ingredients to clean and polish, helps remove ugly tobacco stains.
It's very pleasant tasting and gentle. I've noticed a remarkable change in the color of my teeth.
Topol Smoker's Tooth Polish, with 3 ingredients to clean and polish, helps remove ugly tobacco stains. Topol, tested and proven gentle, so you can use it every day.
Nancy, I hate you. The best figure in the office, and you eat candy between meals.
No ordinary candy. It's AIDS. The AIDS diet plan is helping me lose weight deliciously.
How?
AIDS works 2 ways. It helps satisfy your hunger and has an effective appetite suppressant. Taste.
Mmm, delicious. I can eat AIDS and be less hungry?
2 before each meal. That's in the plan.
So I can lose weight like you.
Mm-hmm.
Lose weight deliciously with the aid of AIDS. Use only as directed.
Richard, that's
all
another
right.
song we should play. Oh, are we
oh,
back?
Oh, here we are, back live.
John Hyatt, Sheila Renee at KSFX, and we're continuing with the last few, well, not the few hours. We've got about three or four hours left here with rock and roll, and it's great that John Hyatt's in town, and Sheila's also here. Sheila,
yeah.
This is the end of the station again.
Yeah, I'm ready.
It's not that often that you get to sign a station off the air or close one down.
It's the first for me, and I was very excited to be able to be on San Francisco radio with you.
Well, I've been on radio for 12 years, and it's the first for me, too. It's something that you usually get fired. Usually you don't get to sign them off. They sign you off.
Right, and a little pink slip.
Yeah.
Richard, what does that feel like? I mean, you're going to be on till 5 in the morning, and you know that after that, that's it for this station.
Well, right now I'm having a good time, and I won't. I don't think about it, but next Saturday night when I don't get to grab my records and drive into the city,
oh boy, yeah.
I'll probably notice it then. And after a couple of Saturday nights like that, I'm going to really miss it. But right now, it's just that's the thing about radio. Radio is right now. You take care of it, and you don't think too much about tomorrow or the next show because radio is an instant kind of media. It's not like making a record. It's like you doing a live show. When you finish the live show,
yeah,
that one's done.
Sure.
You know, and no matter how good or bad it was, that was the statement
that's
of you that
true,
the audience
yeah.
got. And hope I want to leave radio with a great feeling. That's why I'm glad people are dropping by and we're playing lots of new music and some old music.
Indeed.
I want to leave a real good taste in my mouth.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here tonight with John. And we were just talking earlier about Graham Parker. We've got a song queued up here. You're going to be doing a couple
of
dates.
Playing, yeah, we're going to be playing about 12 shows with him. I think he's terrific. I don't know. I don't know what to say about him. I've been a fan for a long time.
Well, how did the tour come about?
Well, it's funny. You know, we were going to originally do the whole thing with him. He started, I think, April 24th, and it's about a 6-week trip. But it was just impossible to do. Money was kind of not very good, and we, you know, we can't really afford to go out for. We have to have so much so we can at least, you know, break even or come close to it. And so we couldn't do it. But then it came to be that we could pick him up in Chicago and work our way back to the West Coast. So we were quite happy, you know, to take that much of it because I think he's terrific. And I'm honored to be opening for him.
Yep. New record label, Geffen Records.
Geffen Records.
Yep.
They've been terrific so far. I'm real happy with them.
Everybody's talking about the Geffen Record Company.
Yeah, they're pretty hot, I guess.
Staying small.
Well, those Asias and that sort of thing.
I think the main hit that we all get from Geffen and from Warner is that they're going to try and keep it small and try and help.
Well, I'll tell you, David Geffen, to me, impresses me as a person that is one of the few people that runs a record company that actually cares something about music. I mean, that might sound funny to the layman, But believe me, you know, most companies really don't care about music. I mean, it's gotten that sick.
Business.
You know? Yeah. And I, at least from the few times I've brushed up against him, I get that impression that he does care something about what we're doing.
Yeah. What have we got queued up on Grand Park?
Well, this is, I thought this maybe was appropriate because it had Dead in the title.
But I don't
mean to be macabre, but it's called Saturday Night is Dead. It's a Grand Parker song, and it's not, of course, at all, and never will be, nor will rock radio. So we shall overcome.
Yeah, well, Saturday Night is Dead because we're into Sunday and the last day on KSFX. Let's hear some Grand Parker. This is Sheila Renee, and you're listening to KSFX, the Bay Area's best, for still a few more hours. And we're going to be here for a little while longer with John Hyatt.
In San Francisco.
In San Francisco. Is that where we are? I forgot.
I hope you guys know what you're losing out there.
Well, listen, for everybody who was tonight at the John Hyatt concert at the Old Waldorf, you heard Forever Yours. Daryl, you were just saying you thought it was one of the best songs that John had ever written.
Yeah.
Why? Do you think so?
Well, I just, for one thing, think John is the ballad king of all time. One of the greatest ballad writers. I really do. He sings great and he writes great. This song is a ballad, but it's still, it has a real good edge to it, and I think the lyrics and the music are just a great marriage.
How is it for you to play?
Oh, he plays it great.
But I mean,
it's great, you know. I'm not sitting here, you know, pandering to John just because I play with him, but I dig playing with him because he's a great songwriter, and he's just been overlooked for too long. And this one of these, this song here, Forever Yours, is a perfect example of just how great of a songwriter the cat is.
Is it one of the favorite you like to play with him?
Well,
or is there another on the album?
Come on, you like to play. It's got this beat like, dun, dun, dun.
Real.
And I think you know, all drummers really like that basic stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I like it, but I really do like a lot of the stuff that we play, all of it. You know, yeah. I like, this is one of my favorites. Yeah.
Well, we for sure want to thank.
All right, Daryl, you get a raise.
He's just saying that. Yeah.
We for sure want to thank John Hiatt for coming in. He's had a long day. Played a great show at the Old Waldorf.
Oh, we had fun. We're real happy people turned out. We were kind of surprised, actually. We didn't know what to expect on a Sunday night.
Yeah.
Town's alive.
And please, y'all, have faith.
Have faith.
Don't give up the ship, Richard.
No, none of us are going to give up the ship. And, in fact, John Hiatt will not either. You'll be back here May 25 at the Warfield.
At the Warfield with Graham Parker, and we'll be around until we die.
If you didn't get enough tonight, here's some more.
Well. Looking for a little girl, a little undone by the progress of man. The touch of a loving hand. Oh, oh. Maybe we touch too much, you and me. Baby, I'm no good in a clutch, but I'm not gonna sit and cry. Though I'm an unlucky guy, I'm forever wondering.
twist some emotions. Ooh. Yeah, a lot of people forget about the great rock ballads in the last few years on the radio. You've heard a lot of just kind of formatted music. And the great ballads, to me, since I've always been a fan of ballads, they're the piece of cake. It's the best. Anything that can make you feel really sad or really happy. I just don't want to jump around. I mean, that's okay, but I want to feel...
emotion. That's
put out. You know, I'm almost about to drain me a little bit. John Hyatt, KSFX. We're just going to keep on going. Sheila, thank you, John. Yeah. Thanks for stopping by.
Richard.
Oh, yeah, we're going till 5 o'clock in the morning here. Here's Graham Parker, Temporary Beauty.
On KSFX.
Yeah, San Francisco.
Best.
The brand new Graham Parker LP.
San Antonio.
and tone on a hot and dusty night. We were eating eggs and Sammy's when the black man there drew his knife. Oh, you drowned that Jew in Rampton as he washed his sleeveless shirt. You know that Spanish-speaking gentleman, the one that we all call Kurt. Come now, gentlemen, I know there's some mistake. How forgetful I'm becoming now you fix your business shape. I remember you in Hemlock Road, 1956. You're a baggy little leather boy with a smaller piece of stick. You're a lashing, smashing hunk of man. Your sweat shines sweet and strong. Your organ's working perfectly, but there's a part that's not screwed on. I want you at the Coke convention back in 1965. And you're the meth red gray executive I see heavily advertised. You're the gray gray man whose daughter licks policeman's buttons clean. You're the man who squats behind the man who works the soft machine. Come now, gentlemen, your love is all I crave. You'll still be in the circus when I'm laughing. Laughing in my grave. When the old men do the fighting, and the young men all look on, and the young girls eat their mother's meat from tubes of plastic corn. Be wary, please, my gentle friends, of all the skins you breathe. They haven't tasted heaven, they eat the hands that bleed. So remember who you say you are, and keep your noses clean. Boys will be boys and play with toys, so be strong with your beef. Oh, Rosie dear, don't you think it's queer, so stop me if you please. The baby's dead, my lady said, you gentlemen, why you all work for me?
Changing. marriage. Chasing after vengeance. Ever since you got in the punch, your business been my sense. So I used to be disgusted when I try to be amused. Since the wings have got rusted, you know the angels wanna wear my red shoes. But when they told me about the side of the bargain, that's when
shit, I remember that. That was, for me, a turning point in music, and when music became fun, radio became fun again in 1977.
That was the year I started doing my interviews, Richard.
Because of Stiff Records, for me, I mean, they had really enlightened approach to rock and roll, something that hadn't been done. And the whole record label had a great sense of humor and some fine artists, Nick Lowe, Elvis Costello. Yeah.
Well, they still do. They still do with Girl School. They took us
sure
to...
Do.
To where did we go? To the Stud for the party. That's a sense of humor.
It sure is. This is KSFX, Sheila and Renee, Richard Gossett, and we're winding down the final hours of KSFX Rock and Roll Radio.
Now that it's coming to a close, we have 12 songs we want to play instead of just one, right?
Oh, God. We have at least
so
a half an hour.
Play, yeah.
Everyone said, well, what's the last song going to be? And we had one or two picked out, and now there's about 7 or 8 or 10, and by the time 4 o'clock in the morning rolls around, we'll probably play the last hour. We'll all be the last songs. What the heck? I mean,
that'd be fun.
We got to have some fun with this.
Yeah.
KSFX San Francisco.
Hi, friends. I'm Harv Kirshner, owner and president of Harv Kirshner's Happy Face Motors Weather Freeways meet in Hooverville. Friends, I'm here to tell you right now there is no energy crisis here at Harv Kirshner's. That's right. These little beauties you're resting.